When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
It was a good night for the Denver Nuggets.
10 in a row for the Denver Nuggets. The longest winning streak for Jokic Murray era and the longest streak for Denver in 13 years. Final tonight from Denver. Nuggets 136, Memphis 119.
Altitude Radio Network on the call. Nikola Jokic also recorded his 34th triple-double of the season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander dropped 20 points and 11 assists as the Thunder defeated the Clippers 128-110. OKC has clinched the number one seed in the Western Conference. The Cavaliers outscored the Hawks 122-116, denying Atlanta's chance to clinch a playoff spot. In baseball, the A's held on 3-2 against the Yankees in the Bronx. The Twins outscored the Tigers 8-6. And in the NHL, the Capitals shut out the Maple Leafs 4-0.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's Pearl Snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Board of Supervisors adopt policy on immigration enforcement and county spaces. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo holding celebration of life for Wendy Watkins. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the findings of its ad hoc immigration task force in its meeting on Tuesday. The task force was formed following the January 27th Board of Supervisors meeting that garnered significant public attention and scrutiny on the role of the Sheriff's Office and County Jail with immigration enforcement. In the presentation on Tuesday, county staff stated that federal officers do not have the authority to commandeer county spaces. However, being present or making an arrest is not considered commandeering. The county also said they currently have the authority to regulate the time, place, and manner in which public spaces the public can access non-public spaces, such as jail lobbies. The task force met with various county agencies regarding immigration enforcement activity as well. The sheriff's office agreed to post frequently asked questions, quarterly reports, and updates on ICE jail access. Public commenters thanked the Board of Supervisors for taking action, but they also pushed for greater transparency and said there should still be more done. The board voted 3-2 to adopt a policy that would prohibit federal commandeering of county property and prohibit access to non-public county facilities without a judicial warrant. Here's Supervisor Bruce Gibson.
Indeed, always been my expectation that this Board of Supervisors would take the strongest action, make the strongest statement we possibly can to push back against what we see happening in immigration enforcement that's being pushed down from the federal government. ICE is still here. ICE is still in our community, despite the distractions of a war in Iran, a shutdown of the parts of the federal government, the classic attempt to divert our attention. But ICE is still conducting immigration enforcement as a campaign of intimidation.
Cal Fire San Luis Obispo holding celebration of life for Wendy Watkins. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRO News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has announced they'll be holding a celebration of life for Cal Fire firefighter Wendy Watkins, a resident of Paso Robles. Wendy passed away in her Paso Robles home on March 19, 2026, after a long battle with job-related cancer. Cal Fire says her passing is a profound loss to the San Luis Obispo unit, Cal Fire, and to all who had the privilege of knowing and serving alongside her. The celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 18th at 1 p.m. at Santa Margarita Ranch. The celebration will be open to the public and first responders at the family's request. PG&E customers could see a credit to their energy bills this April. PG&E says millions of residential and eligible small business customers will see a California climate credit automatically applied to their bills. Residential households with an active natural gas account will receive a credit of $46.26, and small business customers that are eligible will receive an electric credit of $36.18. PG&E says in March, the California Public Utilities Commission voted to pause the residential electric credit later this year to coincide with high usage months, targeting August and September for electric customers and February for natural gas customers. Since 2014, PG&E households have received nearly $1,200 in total in California climate credits on their energy bills, according to PG&E. Amtrak announced the launch of a new daily Pacific Surf Line round trip between Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo, expanding travel and commuter options for riders along California's central coast. The service expansion will begin May 4th. 6 daily trips to Goleta and 3 daily trips to San Luis Obispo will improve weekday commuter flexibility and regional connectivity between Los Angeles, Ventura County, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo. The Pacific Surfliner service options operate along a 351-mile coastal corridor connecting San Diego, Orange, Los Angeles, Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Pirates 8-2, the Blue Jays over the Dodgers 4-3, the Giants shut out the Phillies 5-0, the Athletics beat the Yankees 3-2, the Braves over the Angels 8-2. Tonight, the Padres will face the Rockies, the Athletics will go against the Yankees, and in the NBA yesterday, the Thunder beat the Clippers 128-110. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Warriors. In California news, an attorney for a man shot by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement spoke on several accusations yesterday. 36-year-old Carlos Ivan Mendoza Hernandez attempted to flee ICE officers during a traffic stop in his vehicle and was subsequently shot. DHS alleges Hernandez was a suspected gang member wanted in El Salvador for questioning in connection to a murder. His attorney says that no court records show he belongs to a gang member and that he did not attempt to run over the ICE agents during his escape. The California Supreme Court has ordered Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco to halt the investigation into ballots in Riverside County. Judges are reviewing legal challenges against it. A suspect has been arrested in connection to a fire at a 1.2 million square foot warehouse in California. The warehouse stores tissue paper, serving roughly 50 million people, authorities say. 29-year-old Chamel Abdulkarim was arrested and charged with multiple arson-related charges, currently held without bail in a San Bernardino County facility. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Farming has always been a demanding profession with long hours and seemingly endless responsibilities. But advancements in technology are giving some farmers new ways to stay connected to their operations while stepping away from the field at times. Nebraska farmer Quentin Connolly says these new tools can help create more flexibility between balancing farm responsibilities and time at home.
Family time, I mean, us millennials, we're a little bit more family oriented. We love to take care of our family and we have to be here, share responsibilities and stuff. So it's taken a big responsibility off me. I mean, just simple stuff like operation center. I can watch a tractor run across the county or what it's doing, how it's working on time. Then even coming down to watching irrigation, I don't have to run out there and start pivots every night. I can start some from my phone. They're not all set up like that because it's not economical, but like, what's your priorities? So that's why family and farm are pretty much, we got to protect the family a little more than the farm now. Farm's a business, protect your family first. So there's this little different thinking here. And then our equipment's so efficient now. It wasn't like our parents or my dad was out there with no GPS and they had to work just daylight hours and get as much done as they could with littler equipment. Now our equipment's so fast and efficient. It's a full circle. Like, we got it fairly easy now.
Keneally likes to partner with ag tech companies to test their tools.
When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Linsco's LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charlet, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit linscosltranch.com. And remember, bid live at DB Auction or liveag.com.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients, enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Soaring demand for pistachios from chocolatiers, bakeries, and other food manufacturers is providing a timely boost to California's world-leading pistachio sector. Industry experts said the success of Dubai chocolate, a viral sensation invented by a United Arab Emirates dessert company, has proven more than a fad. Every chocolatier is using pistachio paste and has a green chocolate bar, said Ali Amin, owner of Los Angeles-based Premix International Trading, which markets pistachios to countries around the world. Amin said the culinary trend has gone beyond chocolate, with pistachio paste seeing new or increased use as an ingredient in all kinds of food products. Zachary Fraser, president and CEO of the American Pistachio Growers, said he expects demand for pistachios will remain strong and bring increased returns to growers even as more acres come into production in California. We are riding the Dubai chocolate craze, fueling it and building a movement, Fraser said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies tonight with fog overnight, low 50s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday and Sunday with showers overnight on Saturday, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday. Low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s Tuesday, mid-70s on Wednesday, 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 55 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals April 8th through the 21st. Boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each and black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are narrowly lower after yesterday's rally, though oil prices have drifted higher from yesterday's sell-off. West Texas Intermediate U.S. oil has topped $100 a barrel today. The PCE price index, the reading preferred by the Federal Reserve, indicates inflation showed little improvement in February before the Iran conflict. For the year ending in February, it held at 2.8%. Though core PCE, excluding food and energy, nudged lower, it was at 3%, still much higher than the Fed's preferred rate of 2%. Amazon says it will dispense Eli Lilly's new weight loss pill at pharmacy kiosks located at its One Medical clinics. Lilly says the pill's now available through its direct sales platform and telehealth providers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This April, refresh your skin and renew your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Book the ultimate skin refresh facial and enjoy a complimentary eye and lip mask treatment designed to hydrate, brighten, and leave you feeling radiant. Relax in the tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness meets luxury right here on the Central Coast. Appointments are limited, so reserve your April facial today. Call Spa Allegretto or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book.
The Italian Catholic Federation, that is St. Rose Branch, they're having their delicious, delicious spaghetti dinner. And that is coming up on the 18th, along with the spaghetti and meatballs. You'll have the French bread salad and dessert. And the cost of the dinner includes beverage such as coffee, soda, or a complimentary glass of wine. Proceeds from the dinner will be used towards scholarships for St. Rose Catholic School, local area high schools and colleges. Tickets for the dinner are just $18 for adults and $10 for children 12 years of age and under. They may be purchased, the tickets, at the St. Rose Parish Hall at the office there. You know where it is. And I just happen to have a couple of tickets. If you'd like it, just email me, kevin@kprl.com, and I will let you know through the email if you have won.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard Windows and Doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. A retired Old West lawman recalled that nice guys just don't make it as lawmen on the frontier. Today's story is about one such nice guy lawman and what happened to him. Edward Masterson, the oldest of seven children, was closest to his brother William, who was 1 year younger than he. At 20 years of age, he and his brother William left home to hunt buffalo. In 1877, his brother William Masterson, now going by the nickname Bat, was elected sheriff of Dodge City. In many ways, Bat was the prototypical frontier lawman. He was tough, but at the same time, fair. His brother Ed was appointed deputy marshal. Bat was concerned that Ed was just not cut out to be a lawman. Ed was gentle and easygoing. He liked everyone and everyone liked him. But Ed wasn't reluctant to do his duty. Within a couple of months of each other, Ed engaged in two shootouts. In the second, he not only shot a cowboy twice, he was shot in the arm. Ed's last shootout took place on April 9, 1879. Some cowboys were carrying on at the Lady Gay Saloon. Ed Masterson went there and found that Jack Wagner was carrying a gun against city ordinance. Ed took it away from him and gave it to Jack's boss, A.M. Walker. Ed then left the saloon. As soon as he left, Warner's boss gave Jack back his pistol, and they followed Ed out to the street. As Wagner walked up to Ed, Ed grabbed Wagner's pistol. The gun fired, hitting Ed in the gut. The blast of the muzzle even set Ed's clothes on fire. Ed then pulled his pistol and fired four shots, one hitting Wagner and the other three ripped into Walker. Ed Masterson calmly walked another 200 yards and then fell to the ground. A half hour later, he was dead. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
April is in full bloom at Tattoo Palace, and so are the winds, with pedals and payouts. Every Thursday in April, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner will score $5,000 cash plus a barbecue grill. The cash blooms every Thursday, so don't miss your shot. It's pedals and payouts, only at Tattoo Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the findings of its ad hoc immigration task force in its Tuesday meeting. The county said they currently have the authority to regulate the time, place, and manner in which non-public spaces can be used in a non-politically neutral way. The board voted 3-2 to adopt a policy that would prohibit commandeering of county property and prohibit access of non-public county facilities without a judicial warrant. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo has announced they'll be holding a celebration of life for Cal Fire firefighter Wendy Watkins, a resident of Paso Robles. Wendy passed away in her Paso Robles home March 19, 2026, after a long battle with job-related cancer. Her celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 18th at 1 p.m. at Santa Margarita Ranch and is open to the public. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 56 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Pop of the ceasefire holding, but what's the status of the Strait of Hormuz?
We do know only a handful of tankers have crossed the strait since this ceasefire began, and so far Iran has kept tight control of the vital shipping lane, reportedly telling mediators it will limit traffic to roughly a dozen ships per day.
Connor Hanson of the Fox Business Network, White House National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett.
Our expectation is that you get those straits open, then things can return to normal very, very soon. And that's what future markets expect as well.
Hassan, I'm Morning Stewart Murray on Fox Business. The price of oil is up. President Trump chose social pros. The U.S. isn't leaving the Middle East.
We remain present. We remain vigilant, and we remain ready if called.
That's CENTCOM Commander Admiral Brad Cooper. The Post on X. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. A mixture of clouds and sunshine on your Thursday. Highs in the mid-70s, some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low 50s and cloudy skies and even getting cloudier as we move along. A stray shower maybe, about a 25%, low 60s for you Friday. As we head out to Saturday, get ready for some more clouds and could get some showers later. Now, first early in the day on Saturday would be about maybe 30%, and then going late into Saturday, early Sunday, about an 80%. Saturday's highs in the low 60s, same Sunday, Monday, partly cloudy, mid-60s, 70 Tuesday, low 70s Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down, 6:39 a.m., 7:31 p.m. We are at 56 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, Erickson for Karen. Sound off 12:30 till 2 in a timely sound off and discussion about the Templeton Advisory Group, and Murray Powell will join in on it, so you can too. All right, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. They'll be there 24/7, same day service. Just call them 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us here.
Have I told you lately that I love
the morning?
Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, let's see here. This is nope again on that. Yeah, I don't know why some people represent themselves in court. You know, it happens from time to time. Didn't Ted Bundy do that? Anybody remember if Ted Bundy represented themselves? And I'm just assuming that the judges probably frown upon it, and I don't know how much leeway they have in discouraging from somebody to do that, but, you know, we've seen some cases over the years.
I mean, in this case, I can tell you that from the stuff that I read, it was very strongly discouraged that Gaia represent herself.
Because of the complication or the rules, or just that herself?
She's not a lawyer. I'll just put it like that.
Some people think they are.
Some people think they are, yeah.
It's like if you talk to usually retired people in law enforcement, you'll be amazed how many people know about all their rights when they get pulled over. It's one of the first, in many instances, it's one of the first things that come out of their mouths. Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, and I can do this, these are my rights, et cetera, et cetera. It never ceases to amaze me when you see these sad sack stories, or even, you know, again, if, you know, Chris, you were talking about confidence or arrogance or something like that last hour.
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, folks, there's a couple of things. If you're feeling low and a little down and out and don't have much confidence, there are a couple of things you can do. One is go to a Raider game and look at some of the people in the stands. And I've been to several Raider games, and it's a very uplifting feeling just to know when you look at some of these characters there. And the other is watch the show Cops, or Cops Unloaded, whatever it's called now. And you see these creatures. I don't know what tribe these people come from, but it could be very uplifting and give you a lot of self-confidence, this thinking that you're not them. So just I don't know if psychiatrists would recommend that, but that's what I would do. Have you ever watched any of those shows, Chris, the cop stuff?
I've seen Cops, yes.
You get a kick out of it?
It can be hit or miss. Like, on the one hand, you know, it can be a little bit funny to just point and laugh at somebody who's obviously having a very, very bad time and whose intelligence levels might be questionable. But on the other hand, I think just a part of me feels a little bit bad about it.
Well, when I usually, if you know, again, it's I'm not gonna say rare, because I've watched it, you know, quite a bit, but as soon as I see the person being pursued, or they got the video on them and they don't have a shirt on, they're going to jail. Okay, that's just the thing. Nope, doesn't have a shirt on, he's going to jail. That so anyway, what I like, and again, I don't know how the rules work on that show. Do the people have to sign a waiver saying that they can appear on the television show
for Cops? I have no idea,
because when you watch some of these things, you go, God, why would somebody want that to be shown on television?
That's what I was thinking too. Like, Cops, I could only imagine. No, in fact, aren't some parts of Cops like actively censored? Like, you know, they'll go into somebody's house, right, and whoever they're apprehending, they show. But, you know, if, let's say, you know, their family members just come out and see what's going on, they're usually censored, aren't they?
I think sometimes, you mean they put something over their face?
Yeah, they're blurred out or something.
Yeah, I think so. Well, perhaps that family member should tell the person who's being filmed, you know, that I don't want to do this, especially when they get into arguments or discussions, or when they end up outright lying to the police officers. That's I always get a kick out of that. It's, again, I don't know, it's a cheap laughs, I suppose. All righty, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. Okay, so getting back to school bonds, and that has been, I won't say it's a crisis, but it, when we talk about fraud, You know, we have Medi-Cal, Medicare fraud. We have welfare fraud. We have unemployment fraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, going on around the country, not only in California. But we have issues with school bonds and how they are sometimes overused. Now, sometimes school districts with poor financial planning are often encouraged by outside consultants, and they may agree to poor deals with high interest rates and unnecessary fees. Now, I don't know on this one, but I know in past some school districts here in the county have, they've hired outside groups to see what's the chance of getting a bond, and not just a school bond, but other bonds passed. So you have that. Now, in places like California, lowering the voting threshold to 55%, that was through Prop 39, has increased the volume of bonds, making it easier to pass debt measures. Okay? So that is something that was done here by the politicians, or the people in California, rather, when Prop 39 was passed that lowered that. And I don't know why, but I'm thinking of Jack O'Connell had something to do with that. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. But because obviously it used to be higher. All right. So some of the factors that drive the overuse of bonds is as the state aid for the facilities decline, districts turn to local property taxes to fund projects. Districts may rely on consultants who benefit from issuing complex high interest debt. And again, it's the mentality, not with just bonds, with many things, that the free money. And you get these state matching grants. They encourage districts to use local bonds to qualify for additional funds, increasing the overall debt. So if and when this becomes comes before us here in the public in the Paso Robles School District, deep questions need to be asked. And as we always say, don't allow the people giving you the information to do the shuffle dance. In other words, not answer the questions. Be direct. It is your money, and remember, you're paying on other bonds already. How much more do you want? And, you know, again, we hear people say, well, we don't want to pass along the burden to our grandchildren. You've already done that. You've done that over and over and over. So please stop using that. Okay. So you heard from Bruce Gibson this morning on the immigration and the what diversion tactics. Of course, we're getting into a war so we can have diversion tactics in front of the San Luis Obispo County Courthouse, Bruce. We know that. Sure. All right. And there has been some groups. You heard of the Angel Families. And as I mentioned last hour, that there is no definitive real-time national database that tracks the exact numbers of Americans killed by undocumented immigrants. However, this group called Angel Families, they are sharing their stories nationwide on loved ones that have been killed by illegal immigrants. And it's worth noting that there's been quite a few cases recently. I know, you know, we hear them sometimes nationally, you had one recently, and I think it was in Florida. This mother was beaten to death with a hammer by an illegal. And you had another one was killed a kid who was just 15 years old. And another one killed of killing his wife in Dallas. And in all of these cases so far, these people have had passed. If not, we're told to get out of the country, or we're supposed to get out of the country. And they're killing people. They're killing people. So it's a wave of alleged migrant murders. And some officials, and obviously this group, the Angel Families, they are wanting more crackdowns. And I don't know where people would have an issue with that. Why would people not want to see those who don't belong here particularly those who have some issue, you know, have gotten into trouble in the United States, to be taken out of the country. I've not heard a single one that made sense to me or were telling the truth. All right. 238-577-5238-KPRL. All right. Let's see here as we check back and see what's going on. Some of the things that refresh our memories regarding history on this fine day many, many moons ago, or not so many moons ago. You know, we had a gentleman on from, he lived in the Santa Margarita area. And he was nice, and I don't know how many years ago, maybe 15 or so. And he was very nice and courageous enough to come on Sound Off and to talk about something that happened on this day in 1942. And that was the Bataan Death March. And again, it took a lot of guts for him to do this. And it got pretty emotional when he was talking about this. For those of you that may not have heard or don't remember, but between 60 and 80,000 Filipino and American prisoners of war forced by the Japanese to march the 65 miles. And it is estimated that 2,500 Filipinos and 500 Americans died during the march due to the starvation and the maltreatment by the Japanese. Those that were too weak to walk were executed. And it's horrendous if you read about it in history, but this gentleman was, it was one of those sound-offs where I don't think he got a call, but it was one where your ears were pinned to the radio listening to this man go through this. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. By the way, the commander of the Japanese invasion forces in the Philippines, he was held responsible for the death march, and he was executed by a firing squad after the war. So that's 1942. All right, well, we've had a story, Chris did it, the young man out of Cal Poly who's up in space. I think they're coming back tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Well, history, a little history here. In 1959, NASA picks its first seven astronauts. They became known as the Mercury Seven. They were, these are probably familiar names to some of you, Scott Carpenter, Gordon Cooper, John Glenn, Gus Grissom, Wally Schirra, Alan Shepard, and Deke Slayton. They would all fly in space. Shepard became the first American in space in 61 and the fifth man to walk on the moon. John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth. He did that in 1962. Schirra flew in the Apollo 7, the first Apollo mission, and Grissom died with two others. And when Apollo 1 caught on fire, I think that was at the launching pad in 1967. Ed White was another one in there, and I forget who the third one was. But I was just talking to a gentleman the other day, and we were kind of talking about the fact that in the day, going up in space was a really big thing. It was a really big thing. And now over the years, because of technology, that it's kind of become somewhat blah, because we used to not stop class, but they would roll in. You know, Chris, you would talk about rolling in the TVs and the projectors.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, they would roll in the TV in the classroom, and we would watch the launches from Cape Canaveral. I think it was Cape Canaveral. I think it's Kennedy now. I forget which. But anyway, because it was a big deal. It was a big deal. And now, I mean, this is a big deal, but I don't know if Americans aren't as impressed with space flight as we once were, because it just becomes, no big deal. No big deal. Well, it is a big deal. It's a huge deal. All right, let's see here. Also on Today in History, the end of the Beatles. It is announced in 1970, announced by Paul McCartney. And they had grown apart musically, with McCartney still interested in pop music. Lennon was moving towards experimental, and George Harrison had developed an interest in Indian music, blah, 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 blah. And many people have blamed Yoko Ono for that over many years. However, if you read deeper, there's a lot more involved in it. Also, the Dome Stadium, that became a big deal back in 1965. It was the Houston Astros. Prior to that, they were the Houston Colts. But the Houston Astrodome opened, and it was an exhibition game between the Astros and the Yankees on this day in 1965. And Mickey Mantle hit the first home run in that stadium. He hit a few elsewhere as well. All righty, let's see here. This is a, again, things we take for granted. The first shopping cart is granted, the patent for the first shopping cart is granted to its inventor, Sylvan Goldman, and that was the Humpty Dumpty grocery store in Oklahoma City. What year? 1940. Billy the Kid in 1881, the notorious outlaw, is found guilty of the murder of Sheriff William Brady during the cattle war. He was later sentenced to hang, but escaped only to be killed 3 months later by, you remember this name, Sheriff Pat Garrett, right? Also a huge day in history, 1865. Confederate General Robert E. Lee surrenders to Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox. During the Battle of Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia, Lee tried to retreat but realized he was surrounded by heavy troops and had no choice but to surrender. And I guess maybe depends on what books you do read. There was really no need to have this war. We were one of, if not the only countries within the last 200 or 300 years that had to have a war to stop slavery. A book I have read, The Real Abraham Lincoln. It's kind of like reading the book I've mentioned over time, George Bundy in the Vietnam War. I am just incredulous with the government and the decisions that have been made that cost hundreds of thousands of lives. All right, something that we're doing right now, you can hear our voices. 17 years before Thomas Edison made his first voice recording, French inventor, whatever his name, records the folk song By the Light of the Moon and what he called his phonoautograph. This was the first voice recording in 1860. Wow, imagine that. Also, laughing gas is first suggested to be used by an English dentist. I don't know who the first person was to volunteer for that, but that was way back in 1800. And this is more recent history. In 1985, the four unicorns at the Ringling Brothers Circus are revealed to be goats with surgically altered horns. The unicorns were created by surgically altering a kid less than a week old. At the time, their horn buds are still part of the skin and not connected to the skull. The horn buds are moved close to each other, and they were stitched together so that they would grow together into a single horn. And they patented the procedure. I don't know if there was a controversy at the time. I simply just don't remember, so...
That sounds painful.
Well, if you're a goat, yeah. I'm assuming, I don't know if they put them under. I'm assuming they did, but I shouldn't do that. I don't know what the attraction would be or if Ringling Brothers got called out for the hoax. I don't know how long it landed. So anyway, those are a couple of things that happened in today in history as we conclude this edition here on The Right Choice.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. PG&E customers could see a credit to their energy bills this April. PG&E says millions of residential and eligible small business customers will see a California climate credit automatically applied to their bills. Residential households with an active natural gas account will receive a credit of $46.26. Amtrak announced the launch of a new daily Pacific Surfline round trip between Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo, expanding traveler and commuter options for riders along California's Central Coast. The service expansion will begin May 4th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, and Eric is in for Karen, and he'll have on Murray Powell. They're going to be talking about the tag issue down there. So enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. Why don't you? And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.